What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS on KMOX. Happy Thursday to everybody. It's livable out there.
It's nice.
Yeah. We even took a walk.
It's tropical.
And we didn't fall.
Hey, maybe some of the roads will get cleared up in the next 2 days.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like 52 tomorrow.
I know.
There we go. That's our only hope.
There goes my shirt.
Yeah. Sunshine. Yeah. Sunshine. It's our only hope.
Should we post that picture of the dryers?
If you want.
I thought you were going to say, like, with no shirt. Speaking of no shirts,
I'm fine.
Yeah, look at that.
You know, if you got it, you show it off. We were taking our walk, and right outside the building, there are, like, 18 washers and dryers just sitting on the sidewalk.
Unsupervised.
Yep, we're unsupervised.
Oh, good thing none of them grew legs.
Looks like an invasion.
Must be coming out of the residence here, right?
Yeah.
Or going
like,
in.
When you think
going
would,
in.
Oh, do they look new or old?
Newer.
You should stand in front of them and film a newscast where it's like a protest of workers of unsafe working conditions, and it's like all the washers and dryers refusing to work.
Rach was taking a picture with him, and a guy walked by with his dog, and he's just like, keep going, keep going, keep going.
Yeah, the dog's like, ah!
Yeah, there are two Lorna Doone cookies on the ground, and the dog's trying to eat them, and he's pulling them away. I'm like... Come on.
Yeah.
It's not every day a dog finds two Lorna Doone cookies.
Lorna Doone cookie?
They're little shortbread cookies.
Yeah. Little plain.
Yeah. They're good, though.
Plain-ass cookies.
Yeah.
Like in the kinds that are in the little Dutch
tins. You could just buy them. They might even have them at the E-Mart or that kind. Yeah.
We'll get you some.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
They're pretty solid.
So, Rach, this is Rach's last day for a week. She's heading to Japan. You fly out at 3?
No, I fly out at 5:30 in the morning, but I'm going to leave the apartment at 3.
So are you staying up all night?
No, I'll probably take a little nap.
Do you try to play it?
I don't do great sleeping on the plane, so I just try to, I don't know. I just try to sleep when I can.
Yeah.
So, but I'm very excited.
I'm like that too. I always, for whatever reason, when I try to sleep on a plane, I feel... like an anxiety in my chest.
There's too many people around.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Is it the fear of death?
Yes.
Also, do you have dual citizenship in Japan?
Not yet.
You are
yet.
One more trip.
One more trip. You got it.
My punch card is almost complete.
Nobody goes there more than you do.
It's like getting a free sub.
Buy 4, get citizenship free.
I'd love it if someone recognized you.
She gets off the plane and they're like, Rachel! It's like Norm walking into Cheers.
Oh, man. I think it's a safe bet if Rachel's not here, she's in Japan.
Good bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's at least 50-50 odds.
It's a short trip.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's a short trip, yeah.
All Tokyo?
Yeah, all Tokyo this time. I'm excited. I like being there, so it's just going to be fun. We're going to go to the sumo tournament again.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's going on right now, so we're going to go.
Will I be able to watch it on TV?
Yeah, I think it's on at 11 a.m. On the NHK channel.
Nice.
So flip that on.
She got me into it. We're watching it in the office.
Yeah.
It's fun.
What, so we can watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Live?
Yeah. Not live, no. It's a recap.
Do you think we'd see you?
No.
Okay.
What if you caused a scene?
What if you ran up there?
I will not be doing that.
DGS t-shirt.
Streaking. Yeah. At the sumo tournament.
And that's how I got kicked out of
the game. That's how you lost your citizenship. Yeah.
She was so close.
Well, now you got to go to North Korea. What? Sorry, it was a joke.
They're not related.
No, I know. It's just in the region. I was trying to think of a regional.
It is pretty close.
Bad.
Oh, man.
Relatively close.
I only tuned into the last 2 minutes of Biden last night just to see if he disappeared like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
God, would that have been great.
Oh, my gosh.
You have to be struck. Falls. You have to be struck down.
Falls. No, you don't. Stronger. Leia just disappeared. She wasn't struck down. She died when Kylo Ren died. And he died because he kissed Rey. Just like Matt would die if you kissed him.
I know Dave was trying to ignore it, but the nerdiest conversation
was
happening
awesome.
Right before this show started.
It was great.
Yeah, I just know. I have seen all the movies, but I didn't connect to the latest ones. Okay. So I just don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We were nerding out.
I have to stop watching The Rise of Skywalker because every time I watch it, I cry more than I cried the last time.
Wow.
I cry so much. I'm just crying.
It was so cool how Luke got into that fight with Kylo Ren and he didn't make any footprints.
Yeah, he didn't make any footprints on the salt planet.
It was
great.
Right, it was great.
Man, those movies must hit so hard if you're like Amy and they're the only movies you've ever seen.
Well,
she's like, they should make more things like this. It's like they have.
Don't forget about Back to the Future.
They've made a lot of things like this.
Yeah,
I can't believe you don't know Lorna Doone cookies. Those are your cookie.
She sounds old-fashioned.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes, yeah. She defines it. Rach, what's your crying movie with the dogs and the cats?
Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound.
Oh, my gosh,
baby.
Right? It's so sad.
For me, it's Very About sad. Time and the cliche, let's have a catch, Dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
That one always gets me. I know you hate it.
Kevin hates that movie.
You do?
I do.
Is it just because...
First of all, part of it is calling it Have a Catch.
I know.
Nobody says that.
But you can't get past that?
No, it's not that. It's more of just the general storyline.
I love the whole thing where the only person who wanted it to be Have a Catch was, I think, the director.
Yeah.
Because everybody else was like,
no,
you
play
catch.
That. Yeah, you play catch.
Yeah, even Kevin Costner was like, you say play catch.
Where
did
he come up with that?
No idea.
It's probably, I think it's an East Coast thing because people out East argue it on Twitter. You know, like some of the baseball writers that are from the East Coast, they're like, no, it's Have a Catch. Well, no, only where you live. Everywhere else in the world, it's play catch. But it's not just that. It's just more the hokiness of the whole thing.
Like all that corn.
Well, just like the guy's hearing voices and it's like, okay.
I don't like that it's in a field.
Loving your dad.
I like that part. That's fine.
Is it the little weird random progressive speech?
I hate the part about how he loves his dad and misses him.
Is it the random progressive speech at the county council or whatever that scene is?
Oh yeah, I forgot
this was
about
America.
That. Yeah.
Is this America?
Yeah.
That scene, I'm always like, oh my gosh, I always walk in on that scene.
She calls that lady a Nazi cow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have guessed it would have been one of your faves.
No. There are very few sports/baseball movies that I actually like.
Do you like Major League?
Major League I like because it's funny. It's not trying too hard. I think, there's a lot of try hard in some of these movies. Like people that write it who think, I know baseball. And then you're writing things that nobody says, nobody ever talks about. It's just weird. But like Major League is funny because it's not trying that hard. I have a little issue with that with Bull Durham, too. Where, like, every line is Captain Cliche. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to throw in this thing that we heard some guy say one time, and now it's something that everybody says every time. A little too try-hard.
What about the greatest baseball movie of all time, Rookie of the Year?
Never saw it.
What?
It's good.
Don't
Henry Rowan Gardner?
Yeah, don't care about that.
He gets to pitch for the Cubs, man. He breaks
what
his arm.
What year was that out? Because that would have been, like, when I was
96,
in college, I think. Or just after.
97, 93.
A guy in his 20s is not going to be like, yeah, I want to watch the baseball movie about a kid.
Oh, is it the dude from American Pie?
It might be, maybe. But like The Natural is great. I love that one because it's not try-hardy. It's just a good story and it's, you know, got some funny. It's got some serious.
We had a similar conversation. Were you guys here when Andrew said that the Wheeler lacks whimsy? we're having
he is not whimsical.
Really,
no.
You are not
Andrew
whimsical.
Andrew is not wrong.
But he had a SpongeBob shirt on. I love, like, Jackass. Is that not whimsical?
No.
That's not what that means.
That's jackassery.
Yeah, I know, but, like, what's the difference?
No, so this was a part of the conversation. Excuse me. This was a part of the conversation.
I'll look up what whimsical
where
means.
Where Wheeler said that he can't handle the stupid monkey man movie.
Yes, yes.
Because it mixes universes, and you can't have a universe where some people are people and some people are apes,
but
and you can't
Star
have
Wars.
That universe. And so I
no,
told
but they
him,
stay inside about, that world though; they're not breaking the rules.
And then he kept saying nonsense like that, where that makes absolutely no sense.
So, Planet of the Apes, you can't do.
I don't, but I could because
why is that different?
Because the rules of the because it's not they're not saying that this is real life. This is one guy who's real saying, this is my real life, but I feel like a monkey.
And this is not the way a man with whimsy speaks.
I agree. Right. I agree with Andrew.
Well, I looked it up. Look, so whimsical is playfully quaint or fanciful. I am not whimsical.
Yeah. No, I know, buddy. I'm not. It's definitely not an insult. It's just not a total effect of the world.
Yeah. If I'm alive when you die, I'm speaking at your funeral, and I'm just going to say, he was so full of whimsy.
He did not have any whimsy.
No, I'm going to say you're full of whimsy. I'm just seeing
how
many
people. And now that I read that definition, I don't want whimsy.
All the Wheelers pull out their phones to look it up.
Yeah.
Well, I always took it as
like being silly or whatever, but it's not that. It's like a nerdy silly.
It's quaint. Yeah. It's cute.
I hate quaint. Quaint's the worst.
I would say a key part of whimsy also would be the ability to suspend the disbelief enough to go. Yeah, some people are people. Some people are monkeys. It's fine.
Right, but it's a biography.
I'm jamming the film.
If it was a fantasy movie, if it was like Planet of the Apes, it's fine. It's different. You're setting the standard. You're like, we live in this world where the apes took over. That's the universe. But when you're like, no, this is real life, and this is Robbie Williams, he just looks like a monkey, it's going to ruin it.
There you go. You got it.
If Susan wanted to go to like Door County with you, would you be able to do it?
Yeah, I can do stuff like that.
That's all quaint stuff.
But there's usually food and stuff there. I like food.
Usually. Not always, usually.
Just don't ask me to go into the candle store because I'm not going
Does
in.
Does Susan have whimsy?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you like...
How much he hates candles.
Kill it?
I
like,
do.
Is
I
her
candles.
Little whimsical soul dead?
What?
Is her whimsical soul
no,
dead?
No, I don't think so.
So why do you hate candles?
That's too many smells at once.
Well, candle stores. No, like candle stores.
Do you like candles in the
sick.
House?
They're fine. I don't hate them. I just would never buy them if I was just
Can't ever go to Dave's.
Yeah. No, I say, I mean, we have them and they're lit sometimes. It doesn't bother me. I just wouldn't choose to do it if it was just me. Like, I would never think, I need candles. And it's not a negative on candles. I just would never think that.
I think about candles a lot.
I probably would need them because if it was just me, it would smell bad.
Most of the time, it's that volcano candle from Anthropology. I think about that.
The three-wick
ones, like $150.
Dude, those stores, the soap stores and the candle stores.
Yeah. Well, those give me a headache.
I'm gagging when I go in those.
I get a headache from walking by them. Like, that's too much.
Ugh. So you finally found a sense that can be overwhelmed.
Yeah, that's it.
Smell.
Smell is the only thing that can overwhelm Kevin.
You know, actually, that might be my Achilles heel.
It would be hard to describe Kevin until I heard Andrew's description of Kevin has no whimsy. It just kind of sums up everything.
Yeah. I definitely don't want it either.
Why?
Because it sounds stupid.
I like whimsy.
I'm nothing but.
Yeah.
I got nothing else going for me.
Whimsy Dave. That's what I want.
Kidding me?
And by the way, America apparently agrees with me on the Robbie Williams monkey movie because nobody's seeing it.
Did it make like $300,000 or something?
Yes.
Who is Robbie Williams?
I think that's more British singer.
It may be, but if it wasn't a monkey, I think more people would be like, because people, I was, you know, we were talking about this the other day when you were out, because he was a big deal when Andrew and Rachel were like 8 or 9, like he was a bigger deal in the late 90s, early 2000s. And then went away for a long time, and now I guess this is part of some attempt at being relevant again.
Came back as a monkey.
And he came back as a monkey.
I get it now.
I think we've learned a lot.
Yeah.
Covered some ground.
Yep.
DGS. We were just talking about intelligence and book smart and street smart and that kind of stuff. Here's a trivia question that I had to look up. What continent is the North Pole on?
Is it Asia?
Is it
Antarctica?
Would it be? That's South Pole.
That's South.
So wouldn't it be like Europe?
Yeah.
No, I think it's either Asia or North America because it's just above Canada.
I'll say North America.
Is it on no continent?
It's on no continent.
Oh,
well, that's what you
it's a stupid trick question.
No. But I thought it. I thought it was his own continent. I'm like, well, there's Antarctica, so there must be Antarctica.
The Arctic, right?
And it's just a gigantic ice flow.
Yeah.
That it's on.
So it can't be. There's no land.
Right.
I got it.
Yeah.
But
I didn't know that.
Cool. Yeah.
Like I'm 60.
Yeah.
And I had to look that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the Arctic Circle, a lot of that, right, could be Europe or whatever. So I didn't know where the Arctic Circle ended in the North Pole.
Yeah, I just didn't think of it. There's no land under there.
Right. Interesting. Speaking of, I have a question for Chris. So living in Chicago, how much freezing of Lake Michigan is there? on a really cold winter?
How much freezing is
like,
there?
Like, how far out does it go?
You could, well, it goes pretty far out. It's rarely frozen solid the whole time. A lot of time you just see blocks of ice.
Right, right.
There's too much motion for it to sit. Yeah. No, you would not want to do that.
Yeah, there are like from what I remember, there, like if you're down by Navy Pier and stuff, there will be times where you might be able to walk out like 100 yards or something like that. Not that it's a good idea.
Right.
Because of what he's saying, it's not stable. But there are times where it's probably possible.
That water gets really choppy even in even in the winter.
A lot of wind gets it moving, yeah.
Yeah. We had that, I think the anniversary of it is coming up end of this month. They had that blizzard in 2011. And somebody from, there's a Chicago history Instagram account that posted a bunch of photos like, remember this blizzard from 2011? And I do because I was telling everybody, it's fine. We get snow every year. And it was like the worst thing that ever happened.
Yeah.
People abandoned their cars on a Lake Shore
literal
drive.
Literal snowmageddon.
Yes. Yeah. And it happened during rush hour on the way home.
Yeah.
And people just got out of their cars on Lake Shore, left them. And the city, like 3 or 4 days later, had to go plow all the cars out. And they just dragged them to different parts of the city. You had to call a number to find out where your car was.
Yeah.
It was awful. It was really, really bad.
Speaking of, a couple of trivia things. Currently, watch our buddy Matt Chambers today on Channel 4. And he said that so far we have more snow than Fargo, Minneapolis, and Chicago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
And crazy. And also, I saw on Channel 5, on Mr. Local News,
I know.
That St. Louis has never had a blizzard, according to
technically defined one.
Okay. What was the 82 thing, or 83, or whatever
so
that was?
So it has to be 35-mile-an-hour winds.
Oh, that's probably the thing.
I forget the other two, but it has to sustain for 3 hours, and we've never had that. So even though we had
big snowstorms,
an S-ton of snow in 82, it wasn't a blizzard.
We just call any amount of a lot of snow
a blizzard. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Or the thing you get at DQ. Those are blizzards are good.
Yeah, they're good.
He's going for the jokes today. I'm trying to be more whimsical.
I'm not trying.
There's so much whimsy in that joke.
I'm not really trying. Just when you say blizzard, that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
For Kevin, that's a lot of whimsy.
It's like peanut butter cups and chocolate ice cream.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah. What?
For Kevin, that is.
That is whimsy from Kevin.
It's Wheeler whimsy.
Yeah. It's as close to whimsy as you'll get.
Imagine if you're going to get.
Imagine if you walked into the room.
It's whimsy adjacent.
He had that SpongeBob shirt on and you heard him say that. You go, that's a whimsical guy.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't.
That's the only thing you knew.
That's all you knew. And then you walked right out the room.
Or you'd say, that's a 12-year-old.
Yeah, well, that part's true.
Wheelmsy.
He's like Tom Hanks in Big.
Yeah, that's probably
an adult man that you don't know is really a child.
Speaking of academic achievement, I'll bring this in. We'll post it. Going through all my mom's stuff, you know, sold the house. I found my third grade report card, and it was not good. And at the bottom, the teacher wrote, "Dave is smarter than he presents, but focuses too much on making his friends laugh."
Guess what, funny. Lady?
Yeah.
Which one paid off?
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
That's funny because you would get my comments were almost always the same, too. It was talks too much in class, too disruptive. Conduct grades were always bad.
Mine were always like, he's a real pleasure to have here.
I believe that.
Pleasure
and
in quotes.
He's
a treat.
He's here a lot because he cannot get through his math.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, man.
He's as pretty as a little girl.
Nope. That was the neighbor.
No.
Rachel, what was yours?
Mine was also third grade. It was like, Rachel is smart, but she spends too much time working on her art projects and not enough time studying. Because I remember I was sitting right next to the art table, and I would just get up during class.
Just start making origami.
Construction paper.
You know what you want to do.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, you know, you knew who you were.
Isn't that crazy, though, that it can still tell, back then, even then, it could tell so much about what
you
were going
to
be. Yeah.
We think we have the answers. Some things are never going to change.
We played this song at my very first gig of my life, 16 years old, with my band Raw Toast. And a junior in high school got his girlfriend pregnant, and they got married, and they had the reception at the VFW and hired us for nothing. And at 11 p.m., I had to leave and go home because it was past my curfew.
Not even for work. Couldn't extend it for work, huh?
Nope. Well, they didn't know I was there.
Oh.
They thought I was at Brad Wells' house.
Oh.
Yeah. So. Uh-oh. That's about as sneaky as I got. I wasn't super sneaky.
Would they not have been cool with the gig?
So my brother ruined it for me. My brother was a child of the 60s. He was 11 years older than me. Musician, pothead kind of guy, you know, 60s hippie, and clashed with my dad. And so my dad equated those things. And so when he came home and gave me a guitar, my dad was against it. When I started playing drums, he was against it.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I got in a Christian band that they were into it. It's kind of selfish on their part, actually. You know, it's like, again, not to just crap on my dad. He was a good man. But he didn't kind of even know my name until I started playing sports and doing well. And then he was into it. So it was like just a weird vibe.
Was he whimsical? Gonna guess no.
Not with me.
Was he with other people?
Yes. Everyone called him Wacky Jack. And he was life of the party.
That's interesting.
And we would. I remember one time specifically going to a friend's house, and there were a bunch of kids there, and he was given horsey rides on his knee and wheelbarrow rides and all this kind of stuff. And we got in the car, and I was like, "Man, that was great, wasn't it?" And he was like, said something mean to me, and I was like, "I get it now. You like other people's kids." So
that's hard.
Yeah, but I think that was just again
that was a generation.
That was the generation, right? They felt like they needed to be hard on their kids.
Yeah, I don't think that is not uncommon at all.
No.
Where people just have different personas around other families than they have in their own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because some of it is you're putting on a show,
right?
You know, like that, and I think there was no question because we were thinking about it. How old would your dad have been this year?
Let's see. My mom would turn 97, 99.
Okay, so my grandfather would be 100 this year on my mom's side, and my dad's dad would be like 108 or something like that, 109, and they were like that. It was the same idea, but that's the same. It's the same generation.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a real thing about not being the least bit vulnerable.
Right, right.
Yeah, there was no, like, dropping of the facade.
Right.
Which I kind of appreciate because I'm sure my mom and dad had troubles, whether within their marriage or money troubles or whatever it was, although they were huge savers, but I never knew it. I never had any idea that anything bad was going on like that.
But think about, it's hard, but my dad talks about it once in a while because his dad was hard, like you're describing. He's exactly the same way, but he had 10, 11 kids. So obviously a big task. But, like, these were kids that were young during World War I, and then the Great Depression, and then right into serving into World War II.
Yep.
Like, life to them sucked. It was a bad, bad run. You know, think about how bad that is for your first 30 years on Earth.
Yeah.
Or your first 25 years. Forget 20, 30. Well, these guys were in their early 20s when they were in World War II. So you're born right after World War I. You're in the Great Depression. Then you're right off to fight in war.
Yeah, my dad was 17 when he was in the South Pacific.
I mean, not great.
Nope. Speaking of intelligence, I need a ruling. I just read this. I hope it's wrong, but I don't think it is, that they were having the Supreme Court hearing on something involving Pornhub and registration and all this. And Justice Samuel Alito asked, does Pornhub have articles like Playboy did? And I think that's a travesty. I think if you are a Supreme Court justice, you should know something about what you're talking about. And I don't know whether he was virtue signaling, like, well, I wouldn't know because I've never been there. I'm completely clueless. I'm Pollyannish. Like, you shouldn't be Pollyannish. I don't want someone Pollyannish. I don't want someone who has no idea what Pornhub is ruling on a case involving Pornhub. You feel me?
Or maybe he's pretending he doesn't know.
Could be. It's his cover.
Protest too much.
Yeah. Do you have articles there?
Yeah. Or? Does anybody know? I mean, I just have no idea. I'm
but
just wondering
also,
if anybody
like,
knows.
I mean, if you listen to a lot of arguments, Supreme Court justices, like they don't, like they said, they don't decide cases. They answer questions. That's hard to like get through people's minds, but that's what they're doing. They're answering legal questions. So there is a lot of discussion where you are asking questions, you're getting things answered because you need to have that official answer or have the legal right that it's been brought up. You can't assume anything, right? So you have to have it answered. It's been asked, it's been answered, and then you address it. I didn't hear this part of the, you know, this discussion. So I don't know how it was asked or if it was like a genuine question. Honestly, I know what Pornhub is, but if you stopped and said, does Pornhub have articles? I'd be like, I don't think so.
Right, like, but you're not ruling on the case.
I'm not ruling on the case, but I mean, the point is you can't assume anything. You are asking questions. You are asking about, you could ask, how often are things uploaded? Who gets paid? Like, you would be asking all sorts of things because you are answering questions. You're not deciding cases. That's what the Supreme Court does. Ultimately, they're not we always use the phrase that they're deciding a case. They're answering questions. And if they answer a question a certain way, then that case is going to be decided a certain way. So again, it's not my biggest concern.
And just so you know, Pornhub does have articles and they're quite whimsical.
They have.
Oh, that's great.
And chicken wings.
You know, the thing about this particular case, I couldn't care less what's going on with this particular case. But I find our energies for certain things and our arguments for certain things are a little odd. Like when it comes to adult content, when it comes to pornography, it's all about protecting the kids, but not when it comes to any other thing. We're not going to ban anything else to protect kids.
Porn is not just protecting kids. I mean, when these cases have been decided.
No, but that's the argument, literally the argument being made is that we need to do this. It is. That's what I mean. Like that was the argument being, one of the arguments being made is we've got to protect our kids from the access to this stuff. And I would love to have that same energy for protecting our kids from violent content. But we don't have any. There's no court cases about protecting them from violent content. Which one am I more worried about? Which one do we have a bigger issue with? I know they're kind of in certain parts of life, they're kind of tied together and they can be problematic. But I mean, we have a big violence problem in this country, and it's a violence problem that other countries don't have. And we don't want to address that. We're going to spend our time on, and again, not saying this is an invalid thing, because it's okay to put the brakes on something or to put some restrictions on things. It's fine. But we only have energy for certain things. We don't have energy for another thing that would be just as big a deal, a bigger deal to me.
Yeah, I think it just, depends. I mean, violence is hard because you're looking at movies, televisions, video games, and people have said, well, you know, video games aren't making kids violent and so forth.
I just mean the stuff you can look up on YouTube.
Yeah.
You can go watch bum fights. You know, you can go watch, look, real people, like, think about how many times we see these viral videos of just people brawling in the streets. We saw the one down here at the Wheelhouse where people are just videotaping a fight that ends up in a shooting. That's everywhere, and it's accessible to anyone with no age content restrictions whatsoever.
Yeah, it's just that with porn, right, there are already existing laws, and the Supreme Court can only decide what's brought to them. So when it comes to that.
Well, I'm not picking on the Supreme Court. I'm just saying, as a whole, where are the special interest groups? They're only picking certain things.
Why do you think that is?
Because it's easier, I think. And it's fine. I mean, like, again, I think we got to have guardrails on almost anything. We have age limits on all kinds of things for good reasons. And if you want to say that you have to sign up for a porn site to make sure that we are only doing it for adults that can, you know, prove that they're adults, fine, good, whatever. I don't care about that. But I would like to see some of the same energy when it comes to violent content, because we do have a violence problem. We do. Just look around. You know, I mean, we have more shootings than any other country in the world. We have, I mean, I don't know about fights, but I mean, look what happens in a lot of schools when it comes to fights constantly, and teachers afraid of students. You think that exists in other places?
Well, I mean, you sort of touched on what is one of the biggest problems that we will not touch, which is guns. We're not going to, that's where kids are actually literally getting killed and hurt. People are getting hurt and killed from them because we have too many. I'm not saying we should have zero. But we clearly have too many. It's the one common denominator and the reason that we have more of the gun violence than anywhere else in the world. But we're not going to touch it because it's part of our culture and that's just how it is.
Yeah. And you go to other parts of the world. I haven't been to South America. I haven't been to Asia. I've been to Europe and I've been to Australia. And on the television broadcast there, it's not weird or unusual at all to see nudity of some kind. But there's no violence. You're not going to see people shooting each other.
I didn't know that.
You're not going to see it. And definitely not to the level that you see here. Now, in the movies that are made there, even there, the movies are not as graphic about what's happening. Some of them are, and some of them, and it's changed a good bit in the last 20 or 30 years. It's become a little bit more like Hollywood in that way in some parts of the world. But that is more frowned upon in other parts of the world than it is here.
But they show more because, like, I was in England when they were still. Remember when they had the Most Wanted Osama bin Laden, like the most wanted terrorist, and it was like the 52 or the deck of cards, like you could hear is who we're going after. They blew up two of Osama bin Laden's sons or something when my sister and I were in England in 2003. And in the United States, no one had their blown up, disfigured faces and bodies on the front page. Like it would say that they were caught and it would show maybe a distant view or a blurred out view. And in England, we were in England, Scotland, and Wales during that whole time. And their faces, like I was like, oh my gosh, because it was just their entirely blown up, disfigured faces. To this day, it's probably the most graphic thing I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. That was on their newspaper. I also remember a paper towel commercial where someone got their arm chopped off, like Monty Python style, and blood's all over, and the paper towel picks it up, and they're like, oh, the super absorbent paper towels. And I'm like, well, this is a different vibe than we would have in America. So in some ways, they show way more graphic
things. In the real world. Right, but their fiction is not like ours. Right? You don't have a lot of John Wick type things there. You don't have like prime time television.
But they watch our movies,
though. No, I know. I'm saying like, and again, it's probably changed in the last 20 or 30 years when entertainment has become more international as opposed to more where you're from. But the two things are not treated the same, right? Like they're a lot more averse to violence than we are. And not everywhere. I haven't been everywhere. But the places I've been and the people who I know who live in France and England, Australia and other places like that, they don't have the same type thing that we're talking about.
It just feels that in these cases we're addressing the wrong symptom because we can. A kid, as far as I know, has never been killed because he accidentally turned the TV on and there was a John Wick movie.
Right.
But we do know that a kid has gotten access to his parents' gun and shot himself on accident and died.
Yep.
So it's the accessibility of guns. I know that
the celebration of guns.
And the celebration of them. But it's the access. We have so many of them here. And I know that we're never going to get rid of them. I'm not advocating for it. But if we really want to have a conversation about what's not good for kids, we should be starting there. But look, the guns have already won, so it doesn't matter. We can talk about it until we pass out. Nothing is ever going to change, but that's the problem.
151 DGS on KMOX. Happy Thursday to you. Rest in peace, Bob Uecker. Ron, did you know Bob?
Never met him. I was at the Brewers spring training facility, and the most I got to do was stand in the back while he was calling a game.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
I didn't get to talk to him. We had
Wheels,
to
you met him
a
couple times?
Quickly.
I mean, like little run-ins in person, but a couple of interviews over the years, just various things, but not recent. You know, they were a little further back, probably in the early 2000s.
I apologize for my ignorance. Does he have a Cardinals connection?
Yeah, he played for the Cardinals.
That's
so
what
a couple
I thought.
Of years. Yeah, he was on the 64 World Series team. I think his last year with the Cardinals was 66. His last year in the majors was 67. But yeah, he was in that group with Gibby and Mike Shannon and Lou Brock and Roger Maris and all that.
What a clubhouse that must have been.
Yeah, man. And he, that dude, one of the funniest people just ever, like in general. Like I think if he had just focused on
comedy,
I'm going to do stand up, he would have been super successful. Because I looked it up. I didn't know. I assumed it was a lot, but I looked it up. A little bit ago, he was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson 100 times.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Carson loved him and thought he was one of the funniest people on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And he was. Like, the story, you guys know the I was telling Andrew this, that you know the tuba story?
Mm-hmm.
I won't go into the details because I'll butcher the story. But this is before a World Series game in 1964.
Mm-hmm.
They had a little pep band at the ballpark, and he grabbed the tuba and was just running around the outfield catching fly balls with the tuba.
Awesome.
And obviously, I think he got in trouble for it. Like, I remember his story is, like, he got fined because he damaged the tuba. And I don't know if he had to pay for a new one or whatever. But, like, just the fun. Like, he's the guy that one of my favorite things, somebody, I think it was Johnny Carson, asked him, like, how you catch a knuckleball. He's like, just wait till it stops rolling and pick it up.
Yeah.
Just like little things like that.
We talk about Yogi Berra because he had the quips.
Yeah,
he had a lot of those.
A lot.
But Bob Uecker probably the best baseball personality ever, I would think.
I mean,
who would it be?
Let's put it this way. The one that probably crosses more barriers. I mean, he was the star of a sitcom for 5 years.
Yep.
He was on Mr.
Belvedere.
He was
in a movie.
If you ask people about him, they're going to be like, they're going to be Major League. They're going to be Harry Doyle.
And every single one of his lines is quotable.
In Harry,
every
oh my God, as Harry Doyle? Yeah, just a bit outside.
Yeah.
overused, but quotable.
It is, yes.
Right?
Yeah. And then on top of that, you know, like, and he, this is what I love about, I mean, this is what, I think you guys all agree, it's like being self-effacing is a positive thing. I enjoy that. Like, he jokes about himself as if he's the worst baseball player that ever lived, which is totally not true. You made it to the major leagues. You were on a World Series team. Now, he was not a great major league player. He couldn't hit. Like, that was his, that was the thing. But he took that, and it actually became a strength of his because it was his sense of humor. He was basically the Rodney Dangerfield of baseball, except that he crossed over onto TV and onto Johnny Carson and into the movie world.
He was the Chris Ranji of baseball. He was good for morale.
Good for morale.
Good for morale. That's right.
Mr. Positivity.
Yes, I am the I'm good for morale around this dump.
And on top of all that, by the way, Hall of Fame broadcaster. Right? I mean, he's in the Hall of Fame, the Baseball Hall of Fame, for his broadcast career too. So,
yeah.
You know, pretty good run.
Speaking of awards, we have
by the way, sorry, a quick thing.
Yeah.
If people want to hear it, go to KMOX.com. We got a bunch of Bob Uecker audio there from like live at Shannon's and things like
cool.
that. Yeah.
Well, we have this champions dinner for people who like knock it out of the park. And if you get selected like once every couple years, it's pretty good. Rachel's going on her third one in a row.
It's
wow.
Third consecutive.
I'm not sure how this is happening.
It's a streak, man.
What are you doing in Japan?
Yeah.
Three-peat like the Chiefs.
Yeah, no kidding.
I truly don't know what to say.
Chris has only got to go once, only because Amy couldn't make it.
Amy couldn't make it, so.
Don't want that dinner to go to waste.
I was the replacement.
You got to go there and eat.
And that's when they told me I was good for morale.
Yeah, well, you are.
You have a great personality, Ranj.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Anybody want to hang out?
Most positive. Most positive nominee.
That's correct. Mr. Positivity, you were a finalist.
I was
a
finalist.
The Positivity Award.
That is insane.
Oh, you're insane.
I'll never forget that. We're
so
all
great.
Sitting in a booth.
Oh, it was a Christmas party last year.
Yes. And all of us, as soon as it happened, we all went.
we're like Chris Ranji.
Chris Ranji?
And we had to stop ourselves. Wait. And we're like, we don't want to insult the people that made the choice.
Is there another Ranji?
Yeah, but no, I mean, in all seriousness.
Did we ever figure out who morale, was in Ranj. Charge of nominating him? Who doesn't know you enough that,
that's easy.
But also nominated you?
It was the managers. It was the managers here at Odyssey.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it was.
I swear to God.
Was it David Fields?
Steve would never.
I swear to God.
Nominated you.
I swear to God.
I know they have a committee.
Yeah.
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 I mean, think
Steve
did it
would never, ever, ever have
people,
nominated
people
you.
On the air don't know this, but Ranj is a social butterfly. Like, he is in the hallway going to talk to various
he's
people.
He's a fist bumper.
Right, exactly.
Oh, no, I'm a high fiver.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but yeah. You bully Stuart McMillan. You hit his head while he's working
I don't
on
hit his head.
Important stories.
That's good from around.
I don't hit him in the head.
You know, yeah.
I tap his headphones with my finger.
Oh, you do the flick?
He flicks
I do a little flick
his headphones.
Finger.
Yeah. This guy's working on real news stories.
Yeah, Frank Ladd's always sitting by. I flick his ear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh I just want people to know I'm there.
Yeah. It's good for morale.
It's good for morale.
Good attention and bad attention.
You deserve this award.
I get them all.